This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We scared off the Jay Caulfield golf story guy at 412-928-9370. But we allegedly have this guy, Frank in Chippewa, alleges. Now, if you build it up like this, it better be good. He alleges he has a golf story that kills everyone else's golf story. Do you believe him, Producer Matt? How convincing was his voice?
Probably a 6 out of 10.
All right. Mm. Now, he's not up for the Jim's golf ball stuff. That's already been given away.
Gave that away.
Frank, this better be good. Go, Frank.
It is good. We were in our young 20s. We went to West Virginia to golf, three of us. We went to one of the little resorts where you could play all day. It was like a par 3 and had a couple par 4 holes. We were drinking all day, and then at nighttime, they had the lights on, too, where you could play at night. So we were doing what Le'Veon Bell and LeGarren Blount did on McKnight Road. And then...
So you were smoking pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And drinking. And then one of my idiot friends says, why don't we try this? So we skipped the first couple holes, and we played 6 holes. Fuck ass naked. No.
Wait a minute. So
six
holes naked, high on the pot, and drunk.
In West Virginia.
Yes.
Yes, sir, and it's 100% true, and I was going to bring my one buddy who golfed with me there. We're married now.
You and your buddy are married?
Yes.
So
must have been quite a night.
Our wives think we're idiots, but we tell them the story and they don't believe it. So I don't think you should believe it either, but it's 100% true.
Let me interject real quick. I do believe it. Because you're from Chippewa, but let me ask you this. How was there anyone else on the course at the time, and how long did it take for you guys to get noticed being nude?
Nobody noticed us. We skipped the first couple holes, I think 1 and 2, and we played like 3 to 7 or 3 to 8, and then we put our clothes back on and walked into our room.
Did you have golf shoes on, or did you play barefoot?
Oh, no, we had our golf shoes on and socks.
Well, of course.
Well, then you weren't naked. But you were naked from the socks up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was true.
I'm not questioning you. I don't know if it's the greatest golf story ever, but it's okay.
I'm not proud of it, but it's true.
Did you feel liberated? Did you feel free? Did you feel good?
I don't know. I golfed decently, so I'm sure I'll never do it again, put it that way.
All right, Frank. Okay. Maybe a new...
I don't even know where to go here.
No? What if he showed up at Jim's golf balls or whatever? Win Jim's balls. What's this thing called?
Find
Jim's balls.
I guess you'd be able to find his, apparently.
What if he showed up and said, hey, excuse me, sir, I'm very serious about this, but I only play golf nude. You know, if he said that?
We'd like to play through.
Yeah. What if he said, I'm really serious about this. I can only play nude. Is that okay at your course? Or if you looked out there and there was a guy on number 2 that was just totally naked on the tee. What would you do? If it was your event? Would you
I say, this number 2 doesn't look like a number 2.
No, I'm being serious. What if you looked on the second tee box and there was four naked dudes?
Last year we had some cops from Robinson that played, or at least one guy was a cop from Robinson.
The Vittmeyers and all that bunch, they were out there. They were naked.
No. I'm saying that we'd have law enforcement.
Oh, okay. They were naked?
No.
Oh, you're saying that we had
law enforcement as part of our group so that they would have police things, so to speak.
Yeah, you don't want to have that. What would you do, though, if you looked at your event and there were 4 naked men playing golf? Would you ask them just politely to put their clothes back on?
I know it's above my pay grade.
All right.
Josh, the manager at the Moon Golf Club.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.